With peacekeepers finally on the ground in the West African country, Liberians here in the U.S. are hoping their country can begin to rebuild. There are some 20,000 Liberians living and working here. NPR's Anthony Brooks spoke with some of them living in the Boston area.
Cece's African food store in Lynn, Massachusetts, is about 10 miles up the coast from Boston. It's a small shop with large sacks of rice piled on the floor, along with canned goods from West Africa. Plantains, yams, and dried fish are for sale. Holder Broad Diala, who fled the fighting in Liberia, opened the store about 8 months ago, but he's hopeful that soon he can go home to Liberia.
I mean, I feel bad because that's my home. But when things are peaceful and better, I would like to go back.
Throughout this community, Liberians were glad to hear that even a few U.S. troops had landed in Monrovia. And they cheered images of their countrymen hoisting a Nigerian peacekeeper onto their shoulders earlier this week. On the street outside the market, Harry Yuan, who once managed Liberia's electric company until he fled for his life 10 years ago, says such news is overdue.
In a sea of hopelessness, for a long time, everything about Liberia has been on the back burner. To see that Liberia's name is on the front pages of nearly every American newspaper and on CNN every 30 minutes, I'm very happy and hopeful and a little bit disappointed.
Disappointed, he says, because of the years of bloodshed and killing and because of how long it took the U.S. to respond.
You saw the level of jubilation and how they were carrying a Nigerian soldier on their shoulders. That's the kind of reception that U.S. Just missed for itself. The U.S. were looking for that kind of reception in Iraq. They never got it. Liberians revered Americans. I must tell you that. And Americans have lost a great chance.
Everybody in this community makes the point that Liberians feel a special relationship to the U.S.
We have a very strong tie to this country. We consider America a family.
This is Torley Krua, who runs an organization in Boston to help Liberian refugees. He says the fact that Liberia was founded by free slaves is only the most obvious reason for the U.S. to intervene and stop the killing.
It is not taught in the history books of this country, but we have people, their ancestors participated in the American Revolution. We have people who went to Liberia who took part in the 1812 war, like Elijah Johnson. For many years, we have contributed to this country, including slavery. And so we have maintained close family ties.
Krua says that a quick, forceful U.S. intervention is the key to peace. Vani Yembe, who heads the Liberian Democracy Initiative, agrees.
The delay of deploying peacekeeping forces in Liberia, obviously America has a big role in that. We all are disappointed by the indecision of President Bush, but we are very, very hopeful that the president will take some decisive action.
Vani Yembe says if 180 years of historical ties aren't reason enough, Washington's war on terror is.
We now know that after 9/11, that a small group of people coming from any failed state, whether it's Liberia or Afghanistan, have the ability to come and destroy any country. So instability in Liberia is instability in the region, is instability in the rest of the world, including America.
Many Liberians are hopeful that the focus on their homeland will help resolve a long-standing grievance here in the U.S. Some 10,000 Liberians in America rely on something called temporary protected status. This allows them to live and work in the U.S., but every September they face the prospect of being deported unless the government extends their status for another year. Here in the offices of Greater Boston Legal Services, Isaac Bantu, who used to work for the BBC in Liberia, says this is terrifying for many who fled the killing.
Most Liberians here are afraid, fear that they may be sent back to Liberia. All Liberians look up to America as a haven. It was surprising and pathetic for us to have seen America to turn their back on us when we were in need.
They've been here now for 12, 13 years. Nobody knows where they stand.
Nancy Kelly is an immigration attorney at Greater Boston Legal Services.
I sat with somebody today who had that very concern. Are they going to start sending everybody back? Look at what's going on back home. And they're living in this limbo status where each year it's a panic.
For the past four sessions, Congress has considered and rejected legislation to grant them permanent residency, something it has done for many other immigrant groups. But lawmakers are debating new bills in the current session. And for the first time in many years, many Liberians are hoping they can go home to help rebuild their country. Geraldine Kaba, who heads a Boston-based relief agency, plans to return this winter to distribute food, but only if peacekeepers can keep the peace.
We're hoping as each day go by, stability will increase. And then with the UN and the U.S. forces, limited as they may be, we're hoping this will be the first Christmas in 14 years that we can all go back home and join our brothers and sisters who have been suffering so much.
Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Boston.